So this is bad news for the AAA gaming industry in particular. According to Video Games Chronicle, 62% of hardcore players are no longer buying full-priced video games. According to this survey, they're buying games on sale. I know myself, I am very, very cheap. I am often picking up Humble Bundles or picking up games when they go on sale. I know Square always does a big Steam sale or Nintendo sale at the end of the year. And I think a lot of gamers have been trained to wait. And with the very, up and down quality, varying quality of video games lately, and all the political discourse and all of that, I think a lot of gamers are hesitant to drop $70 on a game the day of release because they know in a month or two it'll probably go on sale, right? And this is coming as... I think it was Bank of America said that to save the video game industry, Grand Theft Auto 6 has to cost $80 to set a new benchmark because the video game industry is doing so badly right now that we need more revenue. We need maximum revenue. And I don't think it's going to work. I think gamers are like, you know what? I'm not paying $80 for some AAA game. I don't even know how it's going to be. We'll read this. We'll see what they have to say. But like, look, this also goes along with all the layoffs, I think, of the video game industry right now. We've got the console manufacturers, including now Nintendo, raising the price of their consoles. And according to this survey, gamers are cheap. They don't want to pay full price. So right now is probably not a good time to raise the price of your console, Nintendo. But to their credit, apparently, for a limited time, to make it less painful for you, the consumer, you can get a digital copy of Mario Kart World, Donkey Kong Bonanza, or Pokemon Pocopia. I would say of those three, I'd pick Pocopia, but that's just me. If you buy the Switch 2 at $500. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, check out more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more Clownfish TV. You can go out to our website and you can get access to paywalled content that we do not have on YouTube. And a lot of this stuff will not be on YouTube. And thank you very much to our reefers for making this possible. We're kind of building a life raft here, man. Building a life raft off of YouTube. All right, this is coming from Video Games Chronicle. 62% of hardcore players no longer buy full price games, survey suggests. Older players are the least likely to buy full price games, report suggests. Yeah, because they know that the games are probably shit and they're going to go on sale. Even if they're good, they're going to go on sale if you wait a month or two. So according to the Generations in Play report developed by IGN Entertainment in associations with Kantar and UC Berkeley, which it says is based on polling of thousands of highly committed consumers in the US, UK, and Australia. According to the report, 38% of millennials and 42% of Gen Z said they still buy full-price games, but only 20% of Gen X said they would. Because we know better. We know better. That's why. We've been burnt so many times. We know better. Commenting on the report, the games business's Christopher Dring said it reflected a market where consumers have more than ever to play. Yes, and less demand to rush out and buy new releases that could also be unpolished at launch. Yes, and also could have Anita Sarkeesian as a consultant. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of reasons why people don't want to buy these games. Or the games have predatory monetization, you know? I'm just saying. The market has shifted, he told VGC. Consumers are full in terms of things to play, watch, and read. Games have a habit of launching unfinished or in need of a patch or two. So considering those two factors, the drive to rush out on day one and purchase a game isn't there in the way that it used to be. The upside is that games are living for longer, and it's not unusual for big games to sell for years and decades. This is a huge problem for the AAA gaming industry, because I've talked about this before. People are going back to old games. They're playing Steam games they bought on sale 5 years ago, or they got it as part of a Humble Bundle and they totally forgot about it. They're digging the N64 out of the closet, the PS2 out of the closet, and they're playing retro games. They're using emulation to play old arcade games. You know, take your pick, right? And I think they're trying to cash in on this. The game industry is starting to cash in on this because we have never seen this many HD remakes and reimaginings, and like the Switch 2, they're like, hey, what's going to sell more Switch 2 consoles? I know, let's dust off Star Fox. It's not even a new Star Fox game. It's a remake, right? And that'll probably be the first Zelda game you watch. You'll be like, oh, it's a super HD 4K remake of Ocarina of Time, because we don't want to make anything new, because we know these old heads will pay, you know, $100 for a primo version of Ocarina of Time. There's a generational shift too. Although I'm cautious of drawing too many conclusions here, a lot of the buying and playing habits of older gamers might be due to the fact that they have less time and more money versus younger generations, where the opposite is true. We'll see how that plays out over time. Well, yeah, that's the bitter pill of being a Gen X gamer, is that you do have the money usually to buy any game you want, but you don't have the time to play any of these games. Like, I seriously, my kids were buying me all kinds of JRPGs for years, and I had to kind of tell them to stop, because they'd buy me these games that I desperately wanted to play for Christmas, and I knew I would not have time to play them. And this is when I was working full-time. I was working as like a marketing guy, but I worked like 12, 14 hours a day. And these were all console games, and I could not play them. And it was so frustrating. I'm like, there's my Xenosaga Episode 3 in the shrink wrap that's been shrink wrapped for 3 years now. And it's the same with the Switch games. I have a lot of physical Switch releases, and they're still in the shrink wrap because I haven't had time to play them. Because I have so many. And there's, yeah, I got some of them I really got to catch up. I've got like Tactics Ogre, and I've got some other really good ones. And I have not had time because I'm doing this. And we've got other businesses. Well, actually, the irony here is we were running a gaming center. I think I talked about that before. We had a retro arcade gaming center, Geek Emporium, and we ran that for about 5 years. So I was surrounded by video games, but I had very little time to play them. It sucks, but it is what it is. By the time I have time to play all the video games I want to play, I'm going to be freaking 80 years old. And I'm not going to have the mental capacity probably, or the reflexes to play the games I want to play. According to Carl Stewart, SVP of IGNE Global Marketing, the Generations in Play report is focused on highly qualified entertainment cinephiles, not to be confused with PDF files, and not casuals. We're talking about people who basically say, I only have so many hours in the week, and this is still where I choose to spend my disposable time. The report indicates further diverging habits between the three generations of consumers, including Gen X consumers prioritize Google search for discovering new games, while 85% of millennials favor YouTube, and Gen Z prioritizes social media. TikTok. Generation X respondents said they favor single-player games. Yes, Generation Z prefers multiplayer titles to almost the same degree, and millennials are almost evenly split. Generation X and millennials are more likely to return to games in order to complete or master them. Yes. While Gen Z are more motivated by new customization or community content. Consumption of game guides varies by generation. Gen X indexes higher on tip videos, millennials on map tools, and Gen Z on build guides. Again, this shows a difference in the kinds of games I think that the different generations play. Gen X is highly skeptical of AI and more trusting of brand recognition, being 38% less likely to use AI for discovery and 44% less likely to believe that AI summaries are as good as human ones, because they're not. And this is coming from a guy who uses AI in my workflow. They're not. They're basically, AI is only as good as what you input. And most of the inputs are coming from like Reddit. Okay. Like, it's ridiculous. So yeah, I mean, I've seen some AI summaries that are talking about completely different things than what you searched for. And I'm like, where the hell are they getting this from? I'm like, oh, that's like a vestigial tale from the last thing I searched for, and it's got everything all mixed up. Well, that's great. It's a good thing I'm not using this, you know, as like the gospel truth or whatever. It's like, yes, dogs love chocolate and raisins. Give dogs raisinettes. Every day, just get your dog a big ass box of Raisinets, and boy, oh boy, he's going to be your best friend forever. Or look for about 20 minutes until he drops dead. Yeah, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Like, it's completely wrong information. Do not give your dog Raisinets ever. We don't even keep raisins in the house. Raisins are very bad for dogs, as is chocolate. I'm just saying. That's the kind of shit you would get from the AI overview. Further commenting on the findings, Stewart said the Gen X come from a point of view of midnight opening, full price games, console based. They want to get everything they possibly can, get as much juice out of that lemon as possible. So many dirty jokes. Whereas you look at Gen Z, who live in a world of platforms, games don't end, but social and community becomes a massive part of their DNA. So they want to be part of a community where they're able to say, I'm the most informed, I know the most about this game. They want to be know-it-alls. Like that glasses-wearing fuck from Polar Express, that kid. I hate that kid. Mandark. I hate that kid. They want to be that. They want to be that guy. Don't be that guy. Don't ever be that guy. So look, the video game industry is not in great shape right now. We've got IGN saying, is the world falling out of love with traditional video games? Are they all moving to basically social media platforms as a game? I think the game companies are pushing people in this direction because they want to monetize you forever. They don't want you owning your video games. So GameStop type that, you know, physical video game sales falling to $1.5 billion in 2025. Maybe it's because it's all sports games. I mean, how many copies of FIFA do you need? I'm just saying. Here we have Kotaku. Gaming's console war has been replaced by an attention war with gambling, porn, and memes. This is a thing, too. There's only so much time. There are only so many hours in the day. And that's part of the reason why I personally prefer single player, standalone, beatable video games, because I know, okay, I can beat this game in 15 hours. I can beat this game in 30 hours. I'm not going to be playing this game for 300 hours a month from now until the end of time. And this is part of why I usually don't get into MMOs. I lost my youth to Ultima Online. I did. Lord British took my flower. That's what happened. And I spent way, 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 way too much time playing Ultima Online for a couple of years. And I think about all the things I could have done. I don't really get into MMOs anymore than I have to. But I think I'm old enough now that I can quit. I can stop whenever I want. Guys, so it's not looking too good. It is very interesting, though, that they're saying Gen X especially, who have the money, who have the disposable income, are very, very picky about what they buy. And I think this is very true. I know I'm incredibly picky. I'm actually incredibly cheap. Like, I will not buy, unless I absolutely positively have to have it, I will not buy a game it released. Actually, this is a true story, and I'll kind of wrap up with this. One of my first jobs was I worked at KB Toys, and I was the Super Nintendo sales boy. I had my little blue vest and the whole thing, the Yoshi stickers. I used to pass them out. But I actually was a Sega guy. So the Sega CD came out when I first started, and I want to say I was about 16, I think, when it came out. Yeah, I just started, so I was about 16. And the Sega CD came out, and I had saved my money for a couple months. I wanted the Sega CD and all the games, all these great games that were supposed to come out for the Sega CD, and they kept showing us, you know, and Sega Visions, like, oh my God, guys, this thing's going to be the Super Nintendo killer. So I plunked down probably between the CD and the games $500 or $600. And that was the biggest letdown in my life. Like, it was like, this is it? Like, it came with a pack-in disc of a bunch of old Genesis games and Soul Deese, which was all right. But, like, I had Black Hole Assault, which was just like a mecha fighting game that you could... They were just basically mid-tier Genesis games with really good music. And I was super disappointed. And I never bought a console at launch again, ever. I never bought a console at launch. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. Super Nintendo, or not Super Nintendo, the N64 comes out. I waited like a year. Because I'm like, Mario's cool, but I'm not buying a console just for Mario. Because I'm probably going to be stuck playing Mario 64 from now until the end of time. Because there are no damn games out for this machine. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way of the Switch too. Now, we did buy one about 6 months in. And the only reason we bought it was we thought, well, maybe we'll review some of the games. Some of the exclusive games. The exclusive games that don't fucking exist on the console. That's one of the problems. These games right here, these are your exclusive games. You can pick one of these exclusive games for your Switch too. Mario Kart World, Whoopee, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Whoopee, and Pocopia, which is actually pretty good. but it's not worth buying a console for. So anyway, there we go, guys. That's why we're picky. I'm going to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We will talk later.